While she waited for him to return, she glanced around the lounge. New men and women had arrived and were talking and mingling, while others had paired up and were sitting together in one of the intimate, den-like areas across the room, which Paige had just noticed. Her curious gaze swept along each of the secluded spots and the couples within, some of which had opted to release the sheer drapes tied off on either side of the alcove for more privacy. And that's when she saw him. Sawyer, casually sitting on one of those velvet couches while a gorgeous and perfectly built woman was draped across his lap with her arms around his neck. One of his hands was on her hip, and the other rested on her thigh, and the long-haired brunette was smiling at Sawyer in a way that was familiar and seductive as she leaned in close and said something in his ear. Shock riveted Paige's feet to the floor as she watched his full lips move as he issued some kind of response. Paige's mind screamed at her to look away before he caught her, but instead, her traitorous gaze lifted from his mouth to his eyes. She sucked in a sharp breath as her gaze collided with his, and even from across the room, she could feel his intense, heated stare, focused on her like a laser. An unexpected and definitely unwanted surge of desire poured through her, and a traitorous ache settled between her thighs. She desperately tried to ignore both, reminding herself, despite the fact that Sawyer still had the ability to make her body come alive with just a look, there was no forgiving him for what he had done to her. Pretending as though seeing him there at the club had absolutely no effect on her at all was one of the most difficult things she had ever had to do. But she forced herself to remain indifferent and glanced away just as Dane arrived back by her side with his drink in hand.
"Ready for your tour?"
he asked and offered her his arm in a charming fashion. Grateful for something to hold on to so her weak knees wouldn't buckle, she slipped her hand through the crook of his arm and gave Dane a smile.
"I'm looking forward to it."